Do we know who will be most affected by this rule change?
Thank you for having me. So this rule affects able-bodied adults without children who aren't working. The rule makes it harder for states to allow this population of adults to go more than 3 months out of 36 months without working.
So can you walk us through how the rules and regulations work? These programs typically are administered at the state level, but there's a federal component. How does it all work?
Right. So these are federally funded programs, and so all of the funding comes from the federal government, and then the states will be the ones who sort of decide at certain times, in this case, who can still receive these benefits sort of despite maybe what the the state can grant these waivers and allow other people to receive benefits depending on the circumstances. So if a state has an area that has a very high unemployment rate or lack of sufficient jobs, the state can allow people to receive benefits for longer than the cutoff.
Lola, you mentioned able-bodied adults. What if you are mentally ill? What if there's a mentally ill person that is unable to work? They're technically able-bodied. Are there exceptions for those cases?
Yeah, so this rule affects able-bodied adults without children, and there are some exceptions for those who have health issues or such as a disability that the rules are a bit different for them.
What has been the trend line in terms of the number of people receiving food stamp-type benefits in the U.S. over the last few years?
That is actually a number I don't have off the top of my head, but I do know that the Department of Agriculture has proposed three rules now that will ultimately lead to nearly 4 million people losing their food stamps.
So we know that this law, this rule, will target able-bodied adults, but do we have any clue as to how many children may ultimately be affected by this?
Not with this specific rule, but there was another rule that the department proposed a couple of months ago that would, in addition to removing nearly 3 million people from the food stamps rules, would also lead to nearly 1 million children losing their automatic eligibility for free school meals. And so if that rule is passed, then nearly 1 million children will have their free school meals affected. But we don't know what the analysis with this rule that was finalized today, how that will affect children.